Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. In the spirit of Purim v'Nafochu, instead of being asked the question, I would like to ask the question. And the question I'd like to ask is one of the four mitzvos of Purim more important than the next? We all know that we have the great zchus, the opportunity to fulfill four mitzvos on Purim, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, Matanos Le'avyonim, and Sudas Purim, a day full of mitzvos, four mitzvos in one day, arguably the most mitzvos that we can possibly fulfill. Of course, they're all mitzvos midrabanan, possibly mitzvos midivrei Kabbalah, instituted by Mordechai and Esther, as indicated in the end of Prakim Tes of the Megillah. But is there any one of these four mitzvos which is the most important of the four? And in a way, it is an academic question, but there's a certain level it is practical. Let's say you only have time to fulfill one of these four mitzvos. Let's say you only have the money to fulfill one of these four mitzvos. Which of these mitzvos you can, should, and are you required to fulfill? I only have $10. Should I give $10 to Matanos Lavyonim, Mishloach Manos, or Sudas Purim? If I only have time, an hour, I'm a soldier, or I'm in jail, and I only have the opportunity to fulfill one of those mitzvos, which of these four mitzvos should I fulfill? Now, the truth is, it's not such a fair question, because we all know that all mitzvos are equivalent. Rashi famously, Chazal, state that you can't compare one mitzvah to the next. Just like when it comes to the easiest mitzvah of Kan Tzipor, shooing away a mother bird before taking the baby bird, and the mitzvah of Kibud Avim, which is the hardest of all four mitzvahs, regarding both of those mitzvahs, the Torah states, Lema'an yarichun yamecha, one's days will be lengthened and extended. And as Chazal see from here, whether it's the easiest mitzvah or it's the hardest mitzvah, schar keneged kulam is shavim. There is no difference between the easiest mitzvah to the hardest mitzvah. However, at the same time, there is certainly distinction in terms of mitzvahs. We have mitzvahs deraisa and we have mitzvahs derabanan. And we all know that when it comes to a safek, a doubt, safek deraisa l'chuma, safek derabanan l'kula. Anytime you're in doubt whether or not you are required to fulfill a mitzvah or if a mitzvah has been fulfilled, when it comes to deraisa's biblical mitzvahs, you go back and you do it again. When it comes to rabbanan, you don't have to do that. So of course, we weigh heavily a mitzvah deraisa and higher level than a mitzvah derabanan. But again, we'll see, as we discuss further, that may not be the case when it comes to one of these four mitzvahs. Furthermore, in a celebrated tshuva of the Radvaz was asked about a individual who was incarcerated, placed in jail, and he only had the ability to leave jail one day a year. For whatever reason it was, this is a practical question, not an academic question, but in the tshuva of the Radvaz, Chelik Dalet Simen Yud Gimel, he indeed was asked that this Jew who was incarcerated had one day that he was let out. What day should he leave? Should he leave on Yom Kippur, possibly? Maybe he should leave on another day of the year? Would it even be Purim? And the Radvaz notes that one Meshiv, one rabbi, responded that the best day to leave would be Purim. Mishum Mikra Megillah Persume Nisa Dabina Nasara. Thus indicating that the most important day of the year and the most important mitzvah of the year is the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah because of the Persume Nisa, personification of the miracle. It needs 10 people, even on Yudalad and Tesvav, when you could read Mikra Din with one. We like to personify the miracle and we look to make sure that there's at least a minion, and the more the merrier. Even though the Radvaz answers, it's not Yom Kippur that you should leave jail, it's not Purim that you should leave jail, but you should leave the day and the moment and the minute you could get out. But nonetheless, you do see this aspect and element to Purim being a significant day, a day full of mitzvos. But if we are to ask ourselves the question, what is, if there is one of these four mitzvos, which is the most important? And maybe we can't ask the question. But really, the Rambam answers this question. And the Mishnah Berurah himself quotes it. In Hilchos Matanos Levyonim, Hilchos Purim, Simen Tafresh Tzadi Dalet, quoting the Rambam verbatim, the Rambam answers our question. And then the Rambam writes, Be'emes mutov laharbos b'matanos levyonim, mi laharbos b'seudas o b'shiluach manos l'reav. You know what the most important mitzvah says, the Rambam? Not mishluach manos, not sudas purim, but the best mitzvah to be fully, fully engaged in is the mitzvah of matanos levyonim, giving money to the poor. The special mitzvah of matanos levyonim and purim. Why? Says the Rambam, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Tafresh Tzadi Dalet, Sivkat and Gimel, Hilchos Purim, Shein Simcha Gedolim Mefuara. There's no greater joy, no greater way to make somebody happy, but rather Lesameach Lev Aniyim Yesomim Valmanos, to gladden the hearts of those who are downtrodden, who are broken, an ani, a yasom, an almana, somebody who's poor, somebody's an orphan, somebody's a widow. Dome l'shchina, such an individual who gladdens the heart of those who are less fortunate, those who are downtrodden. And ani yasom an almana is similar to God. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, lahachios ruach shefalim ulahachios lev nitkaim. Just like God blows earth life and blows breath into those who are downtrodden and broken and distraught, an individual is able to uplift somebody else, to inspire somebody else, to bring somebody up through matanos levyonim. That is the greatest mitzvah. So indeed, the Rambam himself answers our question. It's not Mishloach Manos, it's not Sudas Purim, but it's Matanos Levyonim. And the ability that a Jew has this year to be Mesameach somebody else, to give money and to spend more money, Mishloach Manos and the Suda, and Matanos Levyonim would be inappropriate. Rather, the most important thing, says the Rambam, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes verbatim, is to spend the most money on Mishloach Manos, is to spend the most money on Matanos Levyonim, more than Mishloach Manos and more than Sudas Purim. I regularly, annually encourage people to take these words of the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah, seriously. So much time and effort is put into the Mishloach Manos, and rightfully so and appropriately so. Mishloach Manos is great. Your Marbe Reyos, it helps somebody for the Sudas Purim. Whatever the reason is, one of those two reasons for Mishloach Manos. But nonetheless, let's think about those who don't have anything, or those who don't have as much. And thus, the greatest, most important of the mitzvahs of Purim, seemingly, is Matanos Levyonim. However, a careful reading of the Rambam leaves out Mikra Megillah, because the Rambam is only looking at three out of the four. The Rambam is looking at Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, and Sudas Purim, which come together in a trilogy. Of those three, the Rambam says that Matanos Levyonim is the most important. But what about Mikra Megillah? Is Mikra Megillah even more important? So if you take a look in the beginning of Hilchos Purim in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tafresh Bei Zayin, indeed the Mechaber notes and indicates, based upon the Brais Maseches Megillah and Daf Gimel, that the most important and most important mitzvah of all Purim, and arguably most important mitzvah that we have the opportunity to fulfill, indeed is the Megillah. So much so, the Mechaber quotes the Gemara, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lishma Mikra Megillah. Kal v'chomer l'shar mitzvot shel Torah shel kulam nidchim mipnei Mikra Megillah. She'en l'cha davar shenidchim Mikra Megillah v'panam chutz mimeis mitzvah she'en l'kovrim. Mikra Megillah trumps any mitzvah when the requirement of Megillah falls. On Yudalar Tesvav, when it's time to lay in the Megillah, everything stops. There's no mitzvah that gets in the way of the Mikra Megillah. So much so, even though there's a Chabura learning, Torah, 100, 200, 500, 1,000 people learning a shir, the Chabura, the shir, stops for Mikra Megillah, because of the mitzvah Pirsumei Nitz Mitzvah Mirznisa. The only exception to this rule, the Mechaber says, if somebody finds a corpse, a dead body that nobody is able to bury, the Meis Mitzvah, that comes first. The Ramah continues in his gloss to Shulchan Aruch and says, that's all true if you have the opportunity to do two mitzvahs, and you could do Mikra Megillah or the other mitzvah, then Mikra Megillah comes first. Avol miyaf shalasos shteim ein shum mitzvah diraisa nidches mipnei Mikra Megillah. No mitzvah diraisa will ever trump or ever bump out Mikra Megillah. So if there's only the opportunity to read the Megillah or to fulfill another mitzvah diraisa, certainly you should fulfill that mitzvah diraisa. But what emerges from the Mechaber and the Ramah very clearly is that at the time of Purim, and at the moment that the chiyuv of Megillah is chal, that is the most important mitzvah. It's docha every single mitzvah. But it is taken even further, because the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yiraf quotes the opinion of the Taz, quoting from the Maharshal in the Bach, that says that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, if it goes up against the mitzvah of the Araisa, Tamid Mikra Megillah Kodem Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. Vehagra Bibiuro Gam Kin Sover Hachi Ayin Sham, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting Gedolei Achrim, the Taz, the Marshal, the Bach, and the Gra. Even though ordinarily a mitzvah d'Oraisa certainly will trump a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, and that is the way the Ramah paskins. However, these Achronim understand that when it comes to the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah versus even a mitzvah d'Oraisa, Mikra Megillah will even trump the mitzvah d'Oraisa. So if a person is in a time bind, in a crunch, or a financial situation where the only way to fulfill a mitzvah on Purim is either Mikra Megillah or a mitzvah d'Oraisa, Mikra Megillah will win. And the Taz explains that it's not only because of the fact that there's Pirsumei Nitza, a personification of the mitzvah, which is rare and unique, because we don't always have that ability. But furthermore, says the Taz, Kidivrei Kabbalah, Kidivrei Torah Dami. The mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is not a regular mitzvah the Rabbanon, but it's even greater. It's a mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah. It's a mitzvah that was instituted and enacted by Mordechai and Esther, and that's considered to be Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is in a category of it of itself. You have mitzvahs d'oraisa, mitzvahs d'rabbanan, and they have Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is from the Ksuvim, from the Nevi'im, from the Anshei Knesset Hagdola. And thus, because Mordechai and Esther established the mitzvah d'rabbanan, Midivrei Kabbalah through the Ruach HaKodesh, thus that mitzvah takes precedence, says the Taz, the Gra, the Marshal, and the Bach, over any mitzvah d'oraisa. So we are entering one of the most amazing, incredible days, so much so that Rizal famously says that Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippurim, it's like Purim. Yom Kippur is Kippurim, but Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur. Now that's true for the reason that the Arizal explains and Talmid Arizal explain, because Yom Kippur stresses asceticism. Yom Kippur is the day that we're like Malachim, we don't eat, we don't drink, we don't engage in any physical activity. There's no greater and holier day on the Jewish calendar than when we're Domel Malachim, because a Malach is an ascetic, a Malach doesn't act and it doesn't relate to Teva, to the physical world, and for one day only, we are like a Malach. But says the Arizal, the greatest level that any Jew can attain is not even to be a Malka Malach, but it's rather to be a Jew in Olam Hazeh and to live with Yayin, with Basar, with Sudas Purim, with Mishloach Manos, with Matanos Lev Yonim. That is the greatest height that a person can reach. And therefore Yom Kippur is Kippurim. It's like Purim, but Purim is even greater. Purim is even higher. But there's now a second reason for the great height of Purim. It's because we have four mitzvahs: the mitzvah Mikra Megillah, the mitzvah Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, and Tzudas Purim. And because two out of these four mitzvahs reach another level, the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim is the ability to make another Jew happy and the ability to help another person. Lahachios ruach nitkaim, lahachios ruach shafalim. To be able to give to somebody else your doma to the Shechina, says the Rambam. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us, we have the opportunity to help somebody else. Mahu af anu. We are doma l'shechina. Thus, on the level of Bein Adam L'Chavero, we have the opportunity to fulfill these mitzvos, and that's awesome. But more than that, Mikra Megillah is the opportunity to be Mefar Simenes, and to show the world, and to show our Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us in our times of need, through Tze'aka, through Tefillah, through Tzom, and through Bechi, like the Rambam says, that the whole purpose of Mikra Megillah is to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Karav L'Shavaseinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us. Here's our pleas, here's our tears. And in times of need, when we reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Thus, the awesome, incredible day of Mikra Megillah, the Mikday of Mishloach Manos Matanos Avionim, 24 or 5 hours, where we are able to bask in the glory of the Lord and help each other. And this great day, so much so that this Shoel and Meshiv and the Tshuva the Rabbaz entertains that Purim is the greatest day. So which is the greatest mitzvah? Well, we could argue on the one hand, according to the Rambam, it's Matanos Levyonim, within the mitzvah Spin Adam L'Chavero. And on the broader scale, certainly the way the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Taz, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, the Gra, and the Bach understand that it's the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah because of the ability to be able to trump even a mitzvah d'oraisa because of Pirsumei Nus and Divrei Kabbalah. Thus, there's no question that the opportunities are abound on Purim, both Bein Adam L'Chaver as well as Bein Adam L'Makom, and to fulfill these mitzvahs b'simcha b'tuv levav, mishenichnas adar marbim b'simcha, and that simcha increases as we get closer and closer to Purim and reaches its climax on Purim. And the greatest joy that exists is to make somebody else happy. May we be zocha to fulfill each of the Dalet mitzvos of Purim and fulfill them fully, completely, joyously, and with great love. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu see our fervor, excitement, enthusiasm in fulfilling these mitzvos, and to be zocha Bezos Hashem, Asher Yishletu HaYehudim Hema Besonehem, and to be zocha to V'nafochu, a day and a month and a year that we see going from Yagon to Simcha Me'af Feila le ora umishibud le geula. Happy and a freilichem Purim to everybody.